You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to the episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, March 16th in the year 2021, and with just a few days away before the Buckeyes take the court in the NCAA tournament, it gives us a few days, a little bit of time to get to know the Buckeyes' next opponent. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Line of four today in segment two. We'll begin to start to learn a few details about the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles. Segment three, a little audio, a little Chris Holman interview, courtesy of 97.1 The Fan. We begin today's show looking at the NFL. NFL free agency started yesterday, and man, there were a few Buckeyes that moved around to different teams. Not one, not two, but three Buckeyes are looking and playing in new cities, and one signed a contract with the same team that he was already playing with. The NFL free agency period, it's exciting. It brings a smile to fans' faces, and sometimes you get a little disgruntled. I was talking to one of my buddies earlier today, and it's about Monday afternoon-ish and going into the evening, and we're talking about the Patriots that he's a fan of. Ooh, Patriots got this guy. Patriots got that guy. Why did they sign those receivers? And as football fans, we love it. Sometimes we don't like it. When it comes to our school that we follow, it's always enjoyable to see. I remember what that guy did at Ohio State. I am excited that he's in the NFL. Where is he going to play next? I might want to watch him play football in the NFL a little bit more. Oh, wait, he's on my team? That makes me a whole lot happier. We will start with the most lucrative deal of those that got drafted or that got signed deals in NFL free agency on Monday. Well, that got verbal deals. They haven't been inked and signed and penned yet. Just verbal deals just to this point right now. It's just called a legal tampering period. It's legal to not have a deal, but have a deal. Instead of just saying, oh, you got a deal now. You guys can go ahead and sign it. NFL says, no, there's a tampering period, and this is legal. But if it's tampering, it's supposed to be illegal. But the NFL says, no, even though this is tampering in our terms, it is legal. Yes, trust me. As I'm explaining it, it's very confusing to me as well. Corey Lindsey, 5-year, $62.5 million contract, and he will be playing with the LA Chargers. Almost said it. I've said it so many times. Almost said the San Diego Chargers, but they don't play in San Diego anymore. They are now in LA. Corey Lindsey, he was rated the number one center via Pro Football Focus in their rankings, the fourth pass blocking center, and also the second run blocking according to Pro Football Focus as one on his contract. Has a $13 million signing bonus and $26 million over the first 2 years as well. Corey Lindsey, his rookie year, he was a member of awarded a part of the Pro Football Writers Association All-Rookie Team. And last year, he was a first-team All-Pro as well. Next up, Pat Elflein. I always forget the L that's right there. Elflein, not F. Elflein, I'll get it right eventually. 3-year, $13.5 million contract. He will be with the Carolina Panthers. And his contract has $6 million guaranteed. Pat Elflein got drafted in the third round of the 2017 draft, 70th pick overall. Got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. He has been there up until this point in time. Last season, he was with the Jets. He himself was a member of the Pro Football Writers Association All-Rookie Team as well. Next up, Carlos Hyde, the running back. We all know him. He's been around a few teams in the NFL. Drafted in 2014 in the second round, number 57 pick overall. He was with the San Francisco 49ers from 2014 until 2017. Then with the Browns, the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Seahawks, and now he reunites with his college coach, Urban Meyer, going back to the Jaguars, a team that he played part of the 2018 season with. And then last but not least, Mr. Noah Brown, the one individual, the only one that is staying with the same team that he was drafted by, that he has been with his entire career. Noah Brown has a one-year deal, He had 14 catches last season, 154 yards receiving, played in all 16 games, started one game last year. He played in 37 games, started four games. Last year was his best year, averaged 11.0 yards per reception. Still has not scored a touchdown in the NFL yet. NFL free agency. This is just the first day. This recording is coming around 8:45 Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time on Monday evening. So maybe after I get done recording, there may be more Buckeyes that are moving around saying, ooh, that Buckeye's going there. That Buckeye's going there. I might want to watch him. I like what he did in Ohio State. I am wondering if he's going to continue doing that there as well. The most surprising thing for me was that the Packers let Corey Lindsey go, knowing that he was one of the solid pieces for Aaron Rodgers while they're in Green Bay. But they're now in L.A., the Chargers, where you have Justin Herbert, your young quarterback that you're hoping to build off of from the season he had last year. Hey, you get a good, solid center right there to help a young quarterback. That could be a perfect pair for the future. Very excited. Looking forward to seeing what that duo and what that team does next with Corey Lindsey there, calling the shots there for the offensive line. We'll step away very quickly. When we come back, we will look towards the Buckeyes' next opponent on the basketball court, the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles. But first, check this out. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Betting on the Ohio State Buckeyes doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a very long time listening or watching the podcast, I want to say welcome back. I thoroughly appreciate and take it a great honor that you will spend some time out of your busy day, take time out of your day to listen or watch the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. The Oral Roberts Golden Eagles, 16-10 on the season, 10-5 in conference play. Paul Mills has been the coach since the 2017-2018 season. Some interesting notes about him. This is his first head coaching job. This is his first time in the NCAA tournament. And his first time as a conference tournament champion as well. So for him, it's very, very exciting. It's very enjoyable to see the success that his team is having in a different style of basketball season. Paul Mills, in his 4 years at Oral Roberts, first year 11-21, second year 11-21, Last year, 17-14, they played 31 games. This year, playing 26 games, they went 16-10, a 61.5 win percentage on the year. To date, that is the best win percentage that he has had while being the head man for the basketball team at Oral Roberts. Overall record as a coach, coached 121 games, 55-66 overall as a head coach. That's a 45.5% winning percentage. Oral Roberts, the basketball team, going into the conference tournament, they were the number 4 overall seed in the Summit League tournament. Ultimately, they squeaked out. They were up 45-20 in the conference championship game. They never trailed. North Dakota State fought back and kept fighting. Had a little bit of a wild ending, but the Golden Eagles of Oral Roberts found a way and kept that lead, held that lead that they had put together in the first half. Points per game for Oral Roberts. Here are some of the numbers that I think we're going to compare and contrast with the Buckeyes to say, ooh, Ohio State, how do they compare with the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles? As I get my screen pulled up to get everything going correctly. Oral Roberts averages 81.8 points per game. That is 12th in the NCAA out of 347 teams. They are giving up 75.8 points per game. That is 293 of 347 teams in the NCAA Division I ranks, that is. Offensive rating, 111.0, 27th of 347. Defensive rating, 102.8, 246 of 347. Ohio State. Now, Oral Roberts, we'll go back really quickly. That's right, 16-10, fourth in the Summit League. I forgot I already went over that part. Ohio State, 21-9 overall record, 12-8 in league play. They finished fifth in the Big Ten, but they did make it to their conference championship game. However, they did not come out victorious. Ohio State, remember now, Oral Roberts is scoring 81.8 points per game. Ohio State is scoring 77.3, 48th of 347 teams. They're giving up Ohio State 71.0 points a game, 202 of 347. Offensive rating for Ohio State, 113.6, that is 11th of 347. Defensive rating for Ohio State, 104.2, worse. We're talking about Ohio State's defense and how there are some holes. They're playing a team that's about as bad defensively as they are. 104.2 defensive rating for Ohio State, that is 269 of 347 in the NCAA. Among the scorers in the offensive production for Oral Roberts, there are a few names I think you should know about. Max Abmas, I hope I said his name correctly, he is number 3. You'll probably see a lot of highlights where he is featured. He is the leading scorer in the NCAA, 24.4 points per game. He's also averaging 3.2 rebounds a game, 3.7 assists per game as well, averaging 36.5 minutes per game. The one thing about him is he is not very big. 6'1", 165 pounds. They don't have the height. They have the next net best scorer, Kevin Abinor, a junior. He is number 0, 6'8", 225 forward, averaging 8.2 points a game, 9.5 rebounds a game. That's a nice 1-2 punch or scoring duo that they have. He also averages 30.8 minutes per game as well. The next scorer drops off significantly. Almost a 10-point drop off between Kevin Abinor's point production average per game and Kareem Thompson point production average per game. Kareem Thompson, number 2. He is a sophomore. Going back to the old way of me saying that word, 6'6", 190. He is a guard, 8.7 points a game average, 3.7 rebounds a game. Excuse me, I jumped the gun. Number 10, RJ Glasper. He averages 11 points a game. He is a senior, 6', even 180 pounds. When it comes to Max Abmas, some interesting things about him, not just being the leading scorer in the country. He is 4th in the country in threes per game at 3.6, 5th in the country in made threes at 90, 9th in the country at attempted threes, then 13th in the country in 3-point field goal percentage. Ohio State, down the stretch, sometimes free throws are very, very important. And when it comes to this team, Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles, if this game is close, I don't believe it will be. Still doing some more watching of the film and reading of some articles before making how much of a wide margin I think the outcome will be. Oral Roberts, their 3 top scorers average above 88% from the free throw line. Their top six scorers average above 73% from the free throw line. So just how they have the top scorer in the country, they struggle on defense. They do not struggle from the free throw line. That's a key note, because in these games, we know anything can happen in the NCAA tournament. And when you have players like a Max Abmish, a Kevin Abinier, I believe by the end of the week, your boy will get these names correct. Max Abmish, Kevin Abinier, Kareem Thompson, RJ Glasper, DeShane Weaver, who I had not mentioned, also Carlos Juergens. I do believe if they are at the line, who do you think about it? If you can't go out and just say, ooh, I'm going to not allow him to go ahead and get to the free throw line, so I'm going to foul somebody else. Well, you're going from, let's say, you don't want to foul Max Abmish, but you want to foul Carlos Juergens. Yeah, he may average 5.6 points a game. He is the fifth leading scorer for the team, but he's also averaging 78.7% from the free throw line. Above him, DeShane Weaver, 77.8% from the free throw line. So basically, if you give them 100 shots, these guys are hitting 78 of them from the free throw line, 77 of them from the free throw line. Kareem Thompson, 73% even from the free throw line, averaging 8.7 points a game. Offense, they're going to score the ball. But at the same time, now free throw shooting in a close game, who do you foul? You just don't know. Defense is not their forte, not at all. They did have games earlier in the season, play teams like Oklahoma, teams like Wichita State, teams like Oklahoma State as well. They had four or five games against your Arkansas, against your power conference teams in the country. Wichita State more of a mid-major, but above your average mid-major when it comes to how well they play the basketball. They didn't win any of those games. That's a key point and key thing. They're going to fight. They're going to scratch and claw till the final whistle. But in those games, the one key thing I noticed in the Arkansas game, they had at least a 10-point lead. Arkansas fought back. Arkansas came back to win the game. And we see how good Arkansas is. Let's just say this thing is close. Will Ohio State end the game like they have recently? Will Ohio State get in foul trouble, and we see that Oral Roberts is at the free throw line a little bit earlier than we would like? Just a few tidbits, little notes early on in the week about the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles, things that are very, very important. Not good on defense. We got the leading scorer in the country. And free throws, the free throw shooting is above average. So those, and for those of you that are watching the video right now, portion of this podcast, this is where this portion will end. We're going to go to an audio portion to end the show, where the audio is, it's an interview, the Mad About Hoops. There was a watch party, a bracket party Sunday evening after the Selection Sunday show was there, after they revealed the bracket. It was the Mad About Hoops bracket party put on by 97.1 The Fan, Tim Hall of 97.1. All these voices here are part of either the Mad About Hoops podcast. Dave Biddle is a part of 97.1 The Fan and Bucknuts. This guy, Prokop, was a part of 97.1 The Fan as well. So it was Timmy Hall, Colin Berenger, Dave Biddle, and Scott Prokop. Those are the four voices, along with Chris Holtman. You will hear about a 10-minute interview that they did. Chris Holtman, right after the game, you get some instant reaction, some good questions that the men ask. And it's the way we're going to end today's show. Not with Jay, but just with Chris Holtman's voice, letting us hear what he had to say after Ohio State's loss to Illinois, and after they found out who they'll be facing in the NCAA tournament. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is betonline.ag. Go there on your computer or mobile device and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, that is LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the most amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is Toffee Almond versus Mint Brownie. Some of you might like the toffee almond mixed. Some might like mint with brownie. It's ultimately up to you. This is your chance to decide who moves on. Go to builtbar.com or to @built_bar on Twitter. Remember, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Once again, that is @LOCKED15, LOCKED, the number 1 and the number 5, to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. There's simply no better place to get all the news on the Big Ten Conference than with Big Ten Ben Stevens and the Locked On Big Ten Podcast. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, if it's happening in the Big Ten, Ben's got you covered with an in-depth look at the conference every Monday through Friday. Subscribe to Locked On Big Ten wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach is coming in, and as the video pops up, so thanks, everybody, for joining us here. It's been the Mad About Hoops bracket party, and we certainly going a little bit beyond schedule. And really kind of Coach Holtman to join us here. Coach, it's me, Tim Hall. You've got Colin Behringer from our podcast here, Dave Biddle and Scott Prokop from our radio station here. I want to congratulate you. I know this is a weird day because you make it this far. You go to overtime. You don't get the win. But to see where your program is going, a 2 seed, that's the best seed that there's been in a while here for Ohio State hoops since 2013. Congrats. How are you feeling, Coach?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. You know, listen, I think it's a combination of feelings. I think, you know, we got rushed a bit from, you know, post game to, you know, watching the bracket to rush into the hotel to get testing and, you know, changing rooms. So we're kind of all in a rush, but, you know, listen, it was a high level game today. It really was a high level game. And unfortunately we just couldn't pull it out. And our guys felt that it was an emotional locker room, but you know, I don't think I would expect anything different from this group. They've been a group that has been pretty special to coach.
Coach, you were picked 6th in the Big Ten to start the season. Here you guys are, the 6th team in the nation, according to the committee, a number 2 seed, the 6th best team in the country. I know you got a lot of work ahead of you, but just you know, reflect on what you guys have accomplished. It's been a great season so far.
Well, thanks for saying that. I think we were picked 7th by most of the media, and you know, we showed our guys something, Dave, a while back about Andy Katz had us 9th and ESPN had us 10th. You know, some of that was you lose Caleb, and I think people are wondering, okay, who's going to play those minutes and give you that kind of production. You know, I think we felt good about our group, but I don't think I anticipated, I certainly didn't anticipate this type of regular season. And then you just try to stay in the moment as much as possible, but this is the most connected group, one of the most unselfish groups I've ever coached. And I think what we've seen is the emergence of some of these guys who've, you know, Dwayne's been in our program for 3 years. Justin Arns has had his moments. Kyle Young's been in our program 4 years now. EJ Liddell's a really talented kid who's in his second year. And I do think you've seen these talented guys that we feel like have continued to get better because of who they are and their talent. And hopefully we've helped develop them. And I think that's a good sign moving forward.
Coach, you had a lot of different buttons. Okay. Coach, you had a lot of different bodies filling in down in the post with Kyle being out. You had Seth, you had Musa a little bit, you had Zed. Just how impressed with, were you with how they filled in for Kyle these past couple of games?
Yeah, no, it's been that way all year, Colin. As you know, it's been, you know, it's been that way all year with guys filling in. And, you know, we missed Kyle tonight. I hate to, you know, look at games and say, well, we'd have, you know, the staff loves to do this. Well, coach, we'd have won this game if we'd have, you know, if we'd have had these guys. And, you know, obviously we've been down a bit in every one of the three Purdue games. I tend to give Illinois credit on that. I do think those guys stepped up and really provided something. They're different than Kyle. You know, Kyle was coming off the best half of his college career, but they did really help us in a lot of areas.
Coach, quick comment and then a question for you. First off, I've been a 20-year season ticket holder, and what you have redone with this program, it's fantastic. And you know what? I mean, this team is so fun to watch. They're great to watch on the court. Love how they conduct themselves off the court. It's been a lot of fun to follow, and thank you for that. My question is, though, I want to know kind of a little bit more about what this next week looks like as far as, you know, you're in quarantine. What is the bubble situation? You guys are in a hotel in Indianapolis. You're staying there, I assume, all week. What's the week look like?
Well, first of all, thanks for your comments. That always means a lot, not, you know, from people who love Ohio State, but, all, you know, season ticket holders, former players, you know, it means a lot to us. And, you know, Lord knows when you lose, there's nobody more critical of yourself than the coach. In a day and age where you can get piled on pretty easily and feel that, it's nice to hear those comments. So thank you for saying that. I think that, you know, I really do feel very good about where we're headed, primarily because of our guys. And this is just, you know, to play in a championship game today was really important for a group that's, you know, has the potential to have a strong core back, and to be in this tournament is really important. Now, what we're doing here for these next few days, guys, is just, you know, we're going to be in quarantine for, I guess, about a day and a half. And we're going to have regular testing, which is, you know, you go down, get tested, and then you got to go back to your room. So the isolation that began way back in the fall pretty much continues for our players. They got, you know, one to a room. Most of the teams are in this hotel that we're at, or not most of the teams, but there are a lot of teams. You know, it's a pretty quick process with the testing, but, once we get through the quarantine, then we'll be able to, you know, go and actually practice.
Chris, I'm just wondering from you, and we're not going to keep you long, boys. Maybe Colin, Scott, and Dave, if you have one other one, you got to ask him. Just throw your hand up after I'm done here. But I think a lot of takeaways today were Dwayne Washington Jr. And what I've loved with you is your relationship, and you're such a funny, like I hear from the assistant coaches, your dry sense of humor is like out of this world. And your relationship with Dwayne has been an open book with how it's going back and forth. But I'm watching his growth, and I'm thinking about guys like Mario Chalmers back at Kansas and like a Nolan Smith at Duke, these guys that spent time in college basketball.
Yeah.
And man, if he's not changing right in front of us with what he's doing, he looks like he can just walk onto a court now with his confidence and just know. And I think you guys having his back through all of it has really helped him. Like, you've done something right psychologically with this kid.
Well, he's, as you know, he's got to be open to it. And so does his support system around him. Cause we've had to coach him, you know, we've coached him hard, and he's needed it, Tim, as you know, as we've laughed and joked about, he knows he needs it. But I think some of that is self-awareness, which he's grown in. You know, hey, I need to be coached if I'm going to become a good player. What has really helped is he's seen this dramatic improvement from 1 year to the next, And I think when you see that, it validates, hey, the coaches must be doing something right. Like, I'm getting better. You know, I'm clearly getting better. You know, I think players begin to doubt that when they don't improve. But he's really had to be open to it. I can't tell you the number of one-on-one conversations he and I have had. I mean, it's been a lot. And to his credit, he's responded every time. And he looks so confident out there right now. And he brings a joy to playing that has been, in a year without fans, has been really important for our group. So, you know, there are a lot of guys devastated in the locker room, a lot of emotional guys. I think he was, but he also realized he left it out there, you know, as all of our guys did. But, yeah, he's been really a fun kid to coach. You know, when a kid comes and grabs you before the game and tells you he loves you before every game, you know, that's pretty special.
You boys good?
I got one more. I know it's been a couple crazy past couple of hours, and you probably haven't had a whole lot of time to dive into an Oral Roberts team yet. But you've played a Summit team before in the tournament when you played South Dakota State and Mike Dom. Yeah. This Max Omus guy who averages about 24 points a game, he's a scorer. And I think really what's improved with your team recently is your perimeter defense with guys like Musa and Justice Suing. How important is your guard play on the defensive side of the ball going to be important for this tournament run?
Yeah, I think our defense in general, Colin, I think our defense in general is going to be really important. But you're right. Our perimeter defense, you know, for us, it's really been a challenge. We've just not been great in that area. And I don't know that we can be a great defensive team, but we have to be better than what we were in some stretches. You know, I think it was so easy for us to score at times, but we've got to be better. We got to coach it better. We got to play it better. And if we do, we did do that this week. Now we did this week. We really did defend this week. And as you mentioned, they've got the leading scorer in the country and they've got great shooting across the board. They can really score the ball. So we're going to need to be really good. We're going to need to get our guys rested and in a good place here in these next couple days for Friday's tip.
You try to get some rest too. Hey, Mom got a lot of TV coverage today due to that text out there. Not so much Dad, but Mom got a lot of coverage. So
yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Well, listen, that's I don't know how she'll feel about that one, but you know, Mom's a piece of work. She thinks, like a lot of people, Tim, she thinks she can do my job better than I do, and she may be right.
Moms do know best, right?
That's right.
Hey, thank you so much, Coach. Go get them in the NCAA.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Be with you. Thank you. Coach.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Remember, guys, 5-star reviews. Fill up the review section on Apple with 5-star reviews. Other places you can listen to and enjoy Locked On Buckeyes are the radio.com app, which is free, or even Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or even iHeartRadio. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast so you don't miss a beat. Tomorrow we will continue Football Wednesday. Then on Thursday and Friday, it's all about the basketball.